Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's sit at the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Dingus Day. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Today, the cast includes Tony Caligiuri and Sean and myself. Guess which two are not party animals? Yeah, you got it right. The party animal is Mr. Caligiuri. We'll talk about Dingus Day and a lot of other fun subjects today. Hang in there.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, we're going to really luck out with the weather. It's supposed to, the sun's supposed to pop out by noon, going to be in the low 60s, no rain, no wind, nothing.
So beautiful.
It should be a perfect day for a Dingus Day celebration, certainly for the Dingus Day parade.
I'm going to chase you around the studio with a pussy willow during the break.
Okay, and then let's squirt Sean
yes.
with perfume. And see how he explains it to his girlfriend. No, honey. No, it was two guys that
yeah,
did this.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the ticket. That's the best excuse I can come up with. No, it's a perfect. It is a perfect day for the parade. And yesterday I had a lovely Polish brunch. Had pierogi, had sausage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The good eggs with cheese.
Oh.
I like that. Rye bread. It was yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got a Polish meal in my tummy.
That sounds really good.
Prepared by the mother of the woman who has a particular set of skills.
Is that right?
That's right. So that's good. What went on with you this weekend?
We went out to, my father-in-law took us out to brunch yesterday. Afterwards, we went to visit the cemetery. I hadn't been to my parents' plot in quite some time. So went there. Then just basically vegetated all day while the kids pigged out on their candy.
Some pretty good hockey yesterday. I got a couple of seven-game series now.
Yeah.
So that looks pretty good. Meanwhile, I forgot to do something, and I'm kicking myself. I was just at the drugstore. I forgot to get a card for Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II.
You usually pick one up.
I usually get something. I don't want her to think I've forgotten about her.
No.
You know? And she was 93 on Sunday. She is 93. She's been on the throne probably more than my sister was when I was growing up.
Oh.
She was on the throne for 67 years. How about that?
Wow.
How would you like to be her son who's next on the throne? 67 years ago, he banged on the door and said, "Aren't you done yet?" You know?
Hey, and she, Mom.
And she's still there. Her birthday will be marked by a 41-round gun salute. Right now, Prince Charles is probably turning the guns toward Mom.
At least let me have one day, Mom.
She was born in 1926. She's ruled since 1952 when she was 25. In 2015, she surpassed the six-decade reign of Queen Victoria, who was her great-great-grandmother from 1837 to 1901. So she's the longest monarch on the throne in the history of England.
Wow.
So that's just amazing. And I'm just thinking, how would you like to be related to her? What do you get for a gift? I mean, think about it like this. What do you give her? I mean, probably something for her little dogs or something. She has corgis. And because you can't, you're a small country, I guess.
My kids would suggest slime. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, get some slime for the queen.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't have that.
No, I bet she doesn't. Make a crown out of slime, the slime crown.
Yes.
I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I mean, I'm being serious. If the queen is related to you and you want to get her a little something, I think she has just about everything she wants or needs. I don't know what you'd get her.
I'd go to Dollar General to get her a card.
That's it. And, you know, get her a gift certificate at Dollar General. Or a coupon.
Yeah.
Give her a coupon.
That's it.
That would be really good.
I get some Burger King coupons in the mail. Maybe she'd like that. But you got to get a soft drink with it.
Yeah, exactly. So happy birthday to the Queen. We wish her a very, very wonderful year this year, especially on her birthday.
Yes.
Let's see what else is going on here. This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what Rudy Giuliani said. And Rudy Giuliani, as you know, is a former mayor, Mr. Mayor of New York City, a very competent guy bringing the city back after the act of terrorism there. And generally, he shoots from the hip a lot. He says things that you're wondering, did he really think about that ahead of time or what? But he said something that if you're going to be phony, if you're going to be less than truthful, you might give a different answer. I'm going to take the truthful answer. And I think that you'll either agree or disagree, okay? He was being interviewed, Giuliani. Well, I'll tell you what, we only got a minute to the break. When I come back, we'll start it so we don't have to break it into two parts. On News Radio 930, we'll be back right after this. Thought I'd remind you there's like a cabin. That's about it, one or two cabins, that's it. Left for the next trip that Dan Neverth and I will be hosting. We hope you'll join us. It's the trade routes of the Middle Ages from Bergen to Barcelona. And we are going to be gone for two full weeks, no question about it. It is trip number 10. All been sold out so far. October 6th through October 20th. That is the actual trip. We do hope you'll join us on the Viking Jupiter, which is a brand new ship put in the water in February. It's an ocean liner. It's not a river cruiser. We've been on Viking several times on river cruises, and they're fabulous. They are like just great in customer service and having everything just right. And for instance, in every Viking trip, including these ocean trips, there's a, because it's 15 days in seven countries, there's a free shore excursion every port. And all the onboard meals are included, beer, wine, soft drinks, with lunch and dinner, free Wi-Fi. And the rooms themselves are phenomenal. They have each one has a private veranda, a 42-inch flat-screen TV, 24-hour room service, king-size beds. It doesn't get better than that. That 24-hour room service is something that I just love. And here's some of the things we'll be doing. First of all, we'll fly overnight to Bergen, Norway. That's where we're going to start. And from there, we go to Amsterdam in the Netherlands. From there, Bruges in Belgium, Paris in France, obviously, in case you skip geography. In England, Portsmouth. And another stop in England at Falmouth. Then to Portugal. For Porto, where port wine came from, still does. And then three different stops in Spain, Granada, and Montenegro, and Barcelona. Now, available are certain other excursions. You get one free one with each, but there are others, if you choose, that are optional. For instance, in Amsterdam, the windmill tour, museums. In Bruges, yeah, there's a lot to see. It's a beautiful city. In Paris, obviously, Normandy is one of the side trips that's available. Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower. In Portsmouth, Stonehenge, and when we go to London. And Granada, Picasso's birthplace and museum. So you get all that going on, as I said, from October 6th through the 20th, trip number 10, call 1-844-688-7477. Just love this trip, and I think you'll love it too. And why don't you grab that last cabin? All right, let's see what we got going on. Rudy Giuliani. We were talking about Rudy. He's He's a lawyer for the president, obviously former mayor of New York City, very well known, a very candid kind of guy. And Giuliani said something, siphoned down, it goes to this. There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians, okay? And what he was referring to is the Russians offered up information on his Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Now, if you want to take the high road, which in this case will also be the phony road, oh no, information about my competitor? No, I won't take it from a third party. That's not fair. Notice I'm laughing, because I think any sane person, if you're running against somebody for an office, would accept information about their opponent for more than one reason. First of all, the primary reason probably would be it gives you a competitive edge, okay? But you might learn something that they should know that people are talking about, that's something that they could refute. It might even make them a better candidate, so you're taking a chance, okay? So I think most people, most human beings, would take the information and use it judiciously. You would, I think you'd check to verify the information. There'd be a way to check and make sure that it's real information and not you're not being fed horse feathers. And then you would use it for your advantage. Now, I don't think there's anything immoral, illegal, or fattening with that. It's simply gathering of information. Some of it you go out and find. Some of it finds you. But I think to think that anybody would say they'd turn their back on it because it came from the Russians, I think is silly. I don't think that's the case at all. What do you think, Tony? Would you, okay, you're running against Hillary. The Russians have some info on Hillary. Do you accept it or do you turn your back? And because here's another thing, too. If they're offering it to you, they might be offering it to somebody else as well, and it could get out anyway. Okay, so there's a lot of reasons to take it. Not many not to.
I think the number one reason to look at it is when you have suspicions surrounding Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and their dealings around the world, I think you'd be a fool if you didn't listen. When Clinton, Hillary, made a deal with Russians with the uranium, that's definitely something to have your head scratching. It's like, I need to know the bottom of this. Barack Obama giving all that money to Iran, again, makes you scratch your head. You're going to want to get to the bottom of that. So if there is key information, because maybe they have done something that's treasonous.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's the most direct route, is they may have done something that's actionable, could be a treason, could be a crime. They may have also, maybe the Russians are feeding you information that isn't true, so that when you go and check the information, you find out it's not a fact and then you don't use it. But also, it might be something, strange as it sounds, that you inform your opponent that this is what's going out there. This was sent to me by a circuitous route of what the Russians are saying. And so either way, I think it's positive. I don't think there's any negatives in it at all, but I'm sure some people will think that. Here's the story on that, because he was being interviewed on CNN of all places. Yes, here's a Bloomberg News story. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer and former federal prosecutor, said there's nothing wrong with a U.S. presidential candidate taking information from Russian sources. It depends on where it came from, Giuliani said. He was talking to Jake Tapper on State of the Union on CNN. While in hindsight, he'd advise against accepting Russia's aid, but out of an excess of caution. Giuliani said any political candidate would accept potentially damaging information on an opponent. And that's the meat of what he said. And I think that's absolutely right. And I want to know if the public thinks that that's below the belt or not. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Would it be, and was it all right for the president to get information on Hillary Clinton from a Russian source? Because here's the deal. As I said, this could inadvertently come back and hurt you. I wouldn't use anything that I couldn't back up. In other words, do we have verification? Because once you got the set of facts that they laid out on the table for you, then you could check it specifically, find out if it's true. I don't think I'd use it unless I could verify it. In fact, I know I wouldn't use it unless I could verify it. On a different level, I don't use anything from the internet unless it's verified. Anything. Because there's so many goofy things. You ever sit down and like somebody's sitting down with you and they're going through things online and they say outrageous things. Oh, did you know that Hillary Clinton had a third ear? I mean, stuff is out there that's crazy. It's just nuts. So I'd be sure to check it. But once I found it to be true after given the information, then you decide if you want to use it or not. Or you might even inform her, which I think would be a fair and decent thing to do, that here's the information that I got. But I don't believe anybody is going to tell us. I'd be very surprised if they said, no, I wouldn't use it because it's not fair. I think it's all fair in love, war, and primaries. All's fair in love, war, and elections. But when it comes to the elections, I think you use almost anything. But that's true in life, too. You want to verify. You remember what Reagan said, trust, but verify. Yes.
I think that's the one thing that we don't do in this country anymore is verify.
No.
We take things,
run
away with as soon as we see something. Bam, it's off on Twitter or Facebook as gospel, and then later you find out that it's not true.
All right, let's see. Here's a text already. Let's see. Whoops, come on, screen. There we go. Didn't Adam Schiff take a phone call from a Russian on Trump? It was a fake, but he still took the information. Here's another one from Rick from Lancaster. Just make sure they check the oil. They seem to have problems with that. Make sure you, I would suggest maybe a vest would be suitable if you come out with anything against the Clintons. It just seems like out of an excess of precaution. Let's put it that way. That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, you don't want your suicide to be scheduled.
Yeah, exactly. And don't lie down with your hands crossed over your chest. It'll just give them ideas. But anyway, I want to know from you if you would take that information and use it in a campaign, if you think it's all right to take information like that and use it. I'll put an asterisk in there, if verified. I don't think any responsible person just runs with something without checking it. I think, especially in politics, I mean, if your mother told you, that's a different story. But these are Russians, and they have a history of maybe being a little questionable here and there. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. We're back after this. Back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Some people trying to make a big deal about what Giuliani said. Giuliani said that there's nothing wrong with the taking information from Russians. Obviously, he didn't finish the sentence, but the rest of the sentence should be after it's checked out to make sure it's the truth. Then you can decide whether you want to use it or not. But the information itself, I would not walk away from it because the Russians were offering it. If it's legitimate information, it's legitimate information, no matter where it came from. Because I'm sure in the international intelligence community, information trades places, trades with people all the time. And if you think about it, why would you turn your back on it? Because, first of all, if you turn your back on it, maybe it's something that should be actionable. Maybe it's something illegal. Maybe it's something that goes against the best interests of our country. We don't know the answer because they haven't told us what it was that we're aware of. They haven't told us what it was. But the bottom line is, if it's the Russians, it's probably something major league. I don't think the Russians are going to get involved with a hog belly future trade in the commodity market overnight. They're not going to be involved with that. But they are probably going to have some interesting information that might help you win the election. And as long as it's legitimate and as long as it's checked out, I see no reason not to. I'd like to hear from you.
What I don't understand is why people aren't up in arms and going after Obama, since he knew there was Russian interference and he elected not to do anything about it.
Nobody's going to go after Obama unless there's a smoking gun. Simply because he's Obama, he's black, nobody's going to do it. We sat through 8 years of it, and people were always very careful about wording everything just right, looking just right. And so I think most people put that behind us as part of our history now and move on. And nobody's going to want to be called a racist, even if you're not. It's the same old. He used it during his campaign. He used it during 8 years in office. He'd probably be using it now if he was still in office. So that's why I don't think anybody's going to do that. But certainly, if you can get information on an opponent, why wouldn't you do it? It's called research. If you were working on a research project, as let's say that this election was a research project, if an outside source gave you information that would enhance your ability to complete your job or to get where you have to be research-wise, you would take it. You'd make certain that it's real. You'd verify it, as Reagan said, trust but verify. And then if you thought it was applicable, you'd use it. I don't see why anybody could get on their high horse and say they wouldn't, because it's the Russians. Remember, the Russians gave us caviar, too, as best I know. Although I don't like it. Have you ever had caviar?
I have never tried it. I have no idea what it even tastes like.
I was at one party type thing, and they had caviar. And it's. I said, I'll just take a little taste of it on the tip of my tongue, because it doesn't look very good. And it didn't taste like much of anything to me, and I'm thinking, this is definitely an acquired taste and an expensive one, so why would you acquire it? So I never had it again.
Good. Now I know never to go for it.
It was in a little round thing like this.
Yeah, I've seen it packaged.
Yeah, and that's that. And it was a nice party. It was, I think, a record promotion party. They had nice food and all that, and that was part of the display. Yes.
I have a few here for Facebook if you would like,
Sandy. A few Facebooks. Are you ready? Let me get my pen. Yes, what do you got?
Don says, I'd have to say no, but this should be the rule for both sides of a campaign.
Is that my Don?
No.
No, I didn't think so. You would have to say no. So in other words, you would turn your back and say it's not fair because I'm getting information from you, a Russian. I don't get that at all. I mean, really, seriously. In fact, there are many things, think about it, there are many things that we cooperate with Russia on. Isn't Russia part of our space program? Didn't they, the Russian cosmonauts, and we did some missions together and stuff like that? I think there have been times where we've cooperated with Russia, and I would see it just as information. I would think if it came from the Russian government, it might even hold more weight than just something on the internet. But I check it. That's the key. I think the key is not just saying, yes, I'll take it, or no, I won't. I will take it under advisement while I check it. And if I can get this verified by a couple of more parties, that's usually what you need is three parties, then I might use it or might not, but at least I'll know it's the real deal. I'm not just going to take something and say it because somebody gave it to me, but I will take it and inspect it.
Well, the left is all freaked out, you know, Russia, 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 just like in the Brady Bunch, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. But it was okay when Obama, you know, leaned over and said, I'll have more flexibility after the election.
On a microphone.
Yeah,
on
a microphone.
We all heard him.
Hot microphone. It was caught, but, you know, nothing to see here.
You know, we know it. Yeah, we know it. It's been in our ground into our DNA, but it's a shame that politicians don't understand that every mic should be considered to be on at all times. Just remember that. Why they think it's off is beyond me. But every once in a while they get caught, and he got caught. on that one, yeah, I'll have more flexibility. I give the message to whoever it was.
Yeah, but we're supposed to ignore that.
I'll have more. I can't do it now.
Right.
But I'll do it as soon as the election's over. Then what are they going to do for four more years? All right, another one, please.
Harry says, sure, if you're looking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution.
What's unconstitutional about that?
I guess he says it's unconstitutional.
I'd like to know why. Why he would say that. First of all, the Constitution was written at a time where I'm sure our relationship with various governments have been hot and warm and cold and freezing and up and down the same, you know.
It wasn't exactly warm with England.
Yeah. Unless somebody has some constitutional thing I'm not aware of, I didn't know the Constitution kept you from getting information from somebody. Isn't that what we usually do? It goes under the "it's our right," and it's unconstitutional.
What would you call it, like a blanket excuse or blanket statement? Yeah. Or
if somebody
it's supposed to cover all.
If somebody has a constitutional reference, I'd be happy if you called or if you texted it for me. I'll read it, but I'm not aware of that. Does not sound like. And if it was unconstitutional, do you think Rudy Giuliani would be in front of Jake Tapper on CNN touting it?
I would hope not.
I would hope not. Even though he's a little loose with the lip occasionally, I would hope not. Yeah, Giuliani said yesterday with Jake Tapper on CNN that there's nothing wrong with getting information from the Russians. If the Russians are giving information about, in this case, Hillary Clinton, that's who Trump was running against, in case you forgot or tried to forget. And so I'd like to hear from you. Meanwhile, we also have something to give away. Any caller that Sean deems reasonable. Sean's a nice guy, so don't insult him. Or there's very little chance he'll give you the prize. But if you're nice, who knows? Pair of tickets to the Buffalo Philharmonic. A piano concerto by a composer I do not know how to pronounce. So we'll just say a piano concerto. Friday, April 26th at 10:30 at Kleinhans Music Hall. I'm sure the music will be terrific and you'll enjoy your time at Kleinhans. Minimum value $60. General contest rules apply. Tony, you have some more texts. We're getting plenty of texts on this and Facebook, and we'll expect some calls anytime soon. So what do you got?
Norm says, as long as it's the truth and not fake news.
Yeah, that's the key. In other words, where you got it should be okay as long as it's verified. Well, what difference does it make if you found it at the library? You found it on somebody's wallet that dropped in the street, and you had to look through to get information to return their wallet. Whatever it is, as long as the information is verified, I find nothing wrong at all with going to the next step to verify it. And then if it is verifiable, then decide if you want to use it or not. But the fact that somebody would say, no, I turned my back on that. I'm running for president, and this could be very detrimental to Hillary, so I better not ask to see it. That's silly. I consider myself a fairly ethical guy. No, I consider myself an ethical guy, not fairly ethical. I'm not the head of the Ethics Commission, but I would find nothing unethical about it. Do you agree with that, Tony? I think you do from what was said earlier.
Yeah.
There's no ethics involved. You didn't steal it.
No.
You know, now here's the difference. If you broke into her campaign headquarters, this is called Watergate, boys and girls, to get information, that would be unethical. And you should go to jail for that. That one's pretty simple. But if somebody offers you information and you check it out to make sure that it's the truth, There's no ethical problem with that at all, as far as I know. Could I have another one, please?
All right. Before we go to Rush Limbaugh, this is a question it's a statement and then an answer from another listener. Tony wants to know, says, of course it's okay if the law allows it. Marsha replies, But the law says it's illegal to get any kind of campaign contribution from a foreigner. Canadians can't even legally buy MAGA hats or Hillary t-shirts because a portion of the sale goes to fund the campaigns. O'Keefe and Project Veritas did a sting to try to get an American to buy Hillary's stuff for a Canadian plant. Padding hacked info is far worse.
Well, first of all, okay, yeah. We'll answer it when we come back. I did not know that information would be in the same paragraph as a contribution. If information is a contribution, I would think that when the contribution statutes were written, they were talking about money, land, property, something like that. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
Career Day went a little sideways for students at the Rocky Top Middle School in Thornton, Colorado. One of the featured speakers was Jessica Lahore, L-W-H-O-R, a dancer and performance artist. Actually, Jessica Lahore is a drag queen. Lahore explained to the middle school students that he is a man but portrays a woman in performances. Lahore asked that they call him Ms. Jessica, because using Lahore around the children he wanted to influence would be inappropriate, you see. Parents were not informed that their children would be getting career advice from a drag queen. When word got out, many of the parents were outraged, but not all. So the principal sent out a letter, apologizing for not letting parents know in advance. But the principal defended inviting Lahore because doing so was inclusive and promoted diversity. After all, to liberals, there's nothing more important for kids to learn in middle school than diversity and politically correct gender bender brainwashing, being instructed in all of it by a drag queen. Say, folks, I am thrilled to welcome back our good friends at Mahindra just in time for spring. Right now, your Mahindra dealer has more ways to save during their demo and drive sales event. Demo a Mahindra E-Max 20S HST and save up to $2,500 off MSRP with power package implements. Plus, it comes with Mahindra's industry-leading 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Mahindra tractors are easy to operate. They are fuel efficient, and man, are they powerful. There's more for your money. What more could you ask for? Visit MahindraUSA.com to find your dealer and get more Mahindra during the demo and drive sales event. For purchases of E-Max 20S HST now through June 30th, 2019, stop in or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on new Mahindra subcompact, compact, or utility tractors or Mahindra utility vehicles. To find your dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.